Everyone, please fold your hands. Repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudiraye. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhakti Bhavati Naishtike. Thank you very much. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. 6th Canto, Chapter 9. The Appearance of the Demon Vritrasura. Reading texts 23, 24, and 25. It's text 25 on the board. I'll read 23 and 24 myself. Yasyoru shringe jagatim sonavam manor yato yathapatya tatara durgam saeva nastashtra bhaya duranta tratashritan varicharopinu. Pura Svayambhur Api Sangyam Ambasi Udirna Vatur Miravai Karale Eko Ravindat Patitas Tatara Tasamat Bhayajena Sanustu Parpara. Please repeat. Ya eka isho nicha maya yanaha. Sasarja yena anusrijam vishvam. Vayam na yasya pipura samihata. Pashyama lingam prithagisha manina. Ya eka isho nija maya yana. Sasarja yena srijama vishvam. Vayam na yasya pipura samihata. Pashyam lingam prithagisha manina. यहीक ईशो निज मायया नः ससर्जयेन सृजाम विश्वम्। वयं न यस्यापि पुरा समीहता पश्यामलिङ्गं पृथगीशमानिना। वयं न यस्यापि पुरा समीहता पश्यामलिङ्गं पृथगीशम्। य एकनीशो निज मायया नः ससर्जयेनानुसृजाम विश्वम्। वयं न यस्यापि पुरा समीहता पश्यामलिङ्गं पृथगीशमानिना य एक ईशो निज मायया साम विश्वम्। वयं न यस्यापि पुरा समीहता पश्यामलिङ्गं पृथगीशमानिना। माताजी य एक ईशो निज मायया नः ससर्जयेन यस्यापि पुरा समीहता पश्यामलिङ्गं पृथगीशम्। थैंक यू वेरी मच। विल से द वर्ड फॉर ऑल द थ्री वर्सेस। यस्य ऑफ होम Uru, very strong and high. Shringe, on the horn. Jagatim, in the form of the world. Swanavam, his own boat. Manuhu, Manu King Satyavrata. Yatha, just as. Abhadya, binding. Tatara, crossed. Durgam, the very difficult to cross. Inundation. Saha, he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eva, certainly. Na, us. Tvashtra bhayat, from the fear of the son of Tvashtra. Duranta, endless. Trata, deliverer. Ashritan, dependents like us. Varichara api, although taking the form of a fish. Nunam, indeed. Translation: the Manu named King Satyavrata formally saved himself by tying the small boat of the entire world to the horn of the Matsya avatar, the fish incarnation. By the grace of the Matsya avatar, Manu saved himself from the great danger of the flood. May that same fish incarnation save us from the great and fearful danger caused by the son of Tvashta. Please repeat, Pura, formerly, during the time of creation, Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, Api, also, Sangyama Ambasi, in the water of inundation, Udirna, very high, Vata, of wind, Urmi, and of waves, Rave, by the sounds, Karale, very fearful, Ekaha, alone, Aravindat, from the lotus feet, from the lotus seat, Patita, almost fallen, Tatara, escaped, Tasmat, from that, Bhayat, fearful situation, Yena, by whom, the Lord, Saha, he, Naha, of us, Astu, let there be, Paraha, deliverance. Translation. In the beginning of creation, a tremendous wind caused fierce waves of inundating water. The great waves made such a horrible sound that Lord Brahma almost fell from his seat on the lotus into the water of devastation. But he was saved with the help of the Lord. Thus, we also expect the Lord to protect us from this dangerous condition. Please repeat, Yaha, he who, Ekaha, one, Ishaha, controller, Nija Mayaya, by his transcendental potency, Naha, us, Sasarja, created, Yena, by whom, through whose mercy, Anusrijama, we also create, Vishwam, the universe, Vayam, we, Na, not, Yasya, of whom, Api, although, Puraha, in front of us, Samihata, of him who is acting, Pashyama, see, Lingam, the form, Pritag, separate, Isha, as controllers, Manina, thinking of ourselves. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created us by his external potency and by whose mercy we expand the creation of the universe, is always situated before us as the Supersoul, but we cannot see his form. We are unable to see him because all of us think that we are separate and independent gods. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created us by his external potency and by whose mercy we expand the creation of the universe, is always situated before us as the Supersoul, but we cannot see his form. were unable to see him because all of us think that we are separate and independent gods. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Here is an explanation of why the conditioned soul cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Even though the Lord appears before us as Lord Krishna or Lord Ramachandra and lives in human society as a leader or king, the conditioned soul cannot understand him. Avajananti ma mudha manushim tanum ashritam. Rascals, mudas, deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking him an ordinary human being. However insignificant we are, we think that we are also God, that we can create a universe, or that we can create another God. This is why we cannot see or understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Lingam eva pashyama kadachit abhimanastu devanam api san eva praya kaleshu nasteva taratamyam yena sopitu. We are all conditioned to various degrees, but we think that we are God. This is why we cannot understand who God is or see Him face to face. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Unamilitangena Tasamai Shri Gurave Nama. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane. Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shishi Gaur Nithai, Shishi Krishna Balram, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar ki Jai. The essence of the first two verses that I read is that the demigods are feeling very fearful. They're very afraid, bhayat, and they're seeking, they're appealing to the Lord to deliver them from their fear. They're recounting how the Lord delivered others in similarly fearful situations before. They start with the story of Manu Satyavrata when there was an inundation of the world. How the Lord delivered him from that fearful condition. in the form of Matsya Avatar. And then they recount the incidents of Lord Brahma becoming afraid from the water of devastation that was inundating the entire universe, that he may fall from his seat into that ocean, and how the Lord also saved him. Now in this third verse, the demigods are referring to themselves. First it was Manu and then Lord Brahma. Now they're drawing attention to their own fearful condition. They say, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created us by His external potency and by whose mercy we expand the creation of the universe, is always situated before us as the Supersoul, but we cannot see His form. We are unable to see Him because all of us think that we are separate and independent gods. So now the demigods are analyzing why is it that they cannot see Krishna. They are His creation. They are doing His work on His behalf, but they have no access to Him. They realize that Krishna is residing within their heart, but they cannot see Him. And the reason they give for not being able to see Him is that they think themselves to be separate and independent gods. This is the kind of summary of the three verses here. Now Srila Prabhupada, he explains that he picks up on this particular point. Why is it that a conditioned soul, living entity in this world, is unable to see God, even though he is present in the form of the Supersoul? So he elaborates by referring to Bhagavad Gita, Avajananti Mam Mudha Manushim Tanum Ashrita Param Bhavam Najanat, that the living entity, the Mudha, the rascal, the conditioned living entity, he thinks that Krishna is an ordinary person. He derides Krishna. He minimizes the special position of Krishna by thinking that Krishna is an ordinary human being. And this minimization is his reason, is his basis for thinking that I am also God. In preaching we find that people are not so accepting of someone other than themselves to be very important. This is the general condition of most people we preach to. There is a kind of a hesitation or reservation of according all kinds of glory to one person, and that person is not them. This is the basis of envy. So Madhvacharya, he explains in his verse, Lingam eva pashyama kadachit abhimanastu. He says that one is unable to recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Deva Nam Api San Iva, because of Abhimanastu. Abhimana means false pride. One has a very high opinion of himself. It's a mild way of saying that he thinks he's God. So there's this difficulty to give credit to Krishna when one is thinking, I am God also. This was the difficulty that Radha Krishna felt while translating the Bhagavad Gita. He writes that when Krishna says, Man mana bhava mad bhakto, think of me, he writes, this is too much. It's too much that he's expecting all total remembrance of him alone. So the living entity is averse. He's very, he's not attracted to the idea that there's one person who is supreme and we are his servants. This is the manifestation of his muda, his rascaldom. So the demigods are recognizing that we want Krishna's help, but we cannot see him. We're finding it difficult to relate to him. He was there for Manu Maharaj, he was there for Lord Brahma, but we'd like him to be there for us. Now this comes to us, our situation. We also want to be free from all kinds of fear. Everyone has fear of so many kinds and varieties. Fear of death, fear of the unknown, fear of tomorrow, fear of my health going bad, fear of a lack of finances, fear of being alone. Fearful, fearful, fearful. The living entity is very much afraid. And he would like to allay his fears, he would like to resolve them, to become free from fear. But he doesn't know how. Now naturally, if he was God, he wouldn't be in this position. He wouldn't be in a fearful position. But because he has always been envious of God, he doesn't know how to appeal to him. There's a great distance. He has never known him. It's like a child who has been rebellious to his father throughout his life. But the day comes when he is in need, he doesn't know how to approach him. Because for years and years and years, he has neglected his father. He doesn't know how he can go in front of him and ask for his help. So this is our position. Not for years and years, but for lifetimes and lifetimes, we have been averse to Krishna. Krishna bahir mukha jeev bhoga vancha kare. Our situation is that we have been averse to Krishna from lifetimes and always trying to enjoy our bodily senses. So now we don't know how we can approach Krishna, even though we're in a fearful condition. This Vritrasura was the personification of fear for the demigods. He was so amazingly fearful. They didn't know any fear that could compare to Vritrasura. He was so fearful. They had come to the wit's end how to deal with it. And they were trembling. But now there's this difficulty that they know Krishna, he delivers his devotees, but they don't know how they can also be delivered. So again, this is our condition. We hear that Lord Nrsimhadev protected Prahlad Maharaj, that the Lord appeared before Dhruva Maharaj, that the Lord protected Haridas Thakur, but I am not Prahlad Maharaj. I am not Dhruva Maharaj. We feel keenly that distance between ourselves and the Lord. So, the reason is because we have always been thinking, I'm God. It's very hard to understand that if I'm chanting the holy name of the Lord on my beads, how can I maintain this idea of being God? Well, the situation is that I already think I'm God, and chanting Hare Krishna is trying to remedy that slowly. We are trying to remedy this disease through the chanting of Hare Krishna. By the chanting of Hare Krishna, this disease is removed. This idea that I am independent of Krishna. This feeling of that I'm independent of Krishna is what Madhvacharya is using the word abhimanastu. This is a false pride. This idea that I can manage, I can handle this, I can take care of this. Another question arises is, well, if you don't think you can manage anything, then how can you have any responsibility? Because if you're feeling so helpless that it begs the question, are you also incompetent? Are you unable to do anything? Actually, we find the devotees are very, very competent. But it's not based on abhimana. It's not based on some kind of pride. It's based on humility. It's based on seeing that Krishna is the doer. I am not the doer. And therefore they're able to do many, many things. They can be king of the world. They can be a demigod. They can be a father, a mother, and take charge of others. But the sense of a devotee is that I am Krishna's servant. He does not have this false pride that I am the doer. Kartaham iti manyate. He doesn't think I'm making things happen. So the devotee, he is able to perform his activities without becoming in false pride. But he needs to cultivate his connection with Krishna in order to be able to serve without becoming affected by false pride. The first consequence of being successful is that one thinks, I was the cause of this success. This is the psychic reaction to some success in material world. One immediately takes ownership as the cause of that success. Ishwaroham, aham bhogi. I'm in control here. So that causes all kinds of difficulties. But the devotee, he recognizes Krishna is the doer. So even when there is success, he does not take credit for it. The most recent example in history we have is Srila Prabhupada. He became very successful, yet he did not display any false ego about that success. He still carried himself very, very unaffected. And it was tremendous success, actually. Amazingly powerful success. No other person in the world could claim to be Jagat Guru, but he was. People falling at his feet, serving him, hand and feet, day and night. But he was unaffected. So this is an example of a person who is not thinking, I'm separate from Krishna. So this is the meditation of this three verses today, that we have to confess, we have to admit that whilst I'm thinking I'm God, I'm unable to drive away my fear. So I'm not very much of a God. I'm actually not God. That's the truth. And we have to become humble that Krishna, he is the God. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if he wants, he can drive away all my fears. But he will only do so for a person who is fully surrendered to him. Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami masucha. This condition of masucha, to become fearless in the protection of Krishna, is only possible for a person who is completely surrendered to Krishna. So for a person who is not fully surrendered, he knows because he's fearful. And yes, Vritrasura was fearful, but this material world is a very fearful place. It's extremely fearful because our life is hanging by a very slim thread. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala bajahu hari pada nitire. It's like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. At any moment, it will drop. It's not very secure. Death may come. Everything is taken away. Paralysis comes. Loss of memory comes. Something we have is taken away, is stolen. We cannot recover. What do we do? So it's a very fearful condition. Tomorrow, if there's a world war, very fearful. My loved ones are somewhere else, I'm somewhere else. So all kinds of fears surround us. Old age is fearful. Disease is fearful. So what does the living entity do? The lesson from the verse is that we should turn to Krishna. He can protect us. Rakshishyatiti vishvaso. To have the faith that Krishna will protect me, he will maintain me. So we'll have to give up this disease of thinking I'm God, that I'm independent and I can do things whatever I like. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Can I give you the mic in case others want to hear? Yeah, you're right, Prabhuji. In the West, we meet people who overtly will say, I'm God, you're God. It's very rare. It's not common that everyone will say that. But here, what's being described is the psychic condition. The living entity, normally most people don't say, I'm God. But they think that. When you think, for example, that I can take care of myself, I'm independent, the word independent. That means you think you're God. That means you think you're God. Because you cannot take care of yourself. We're dependent living entities. And until we kind of fully come to the full realization, we'll always have this struggle of... Because when you think, I am capable, you try to manage things, and then things go wrong. They defy your attempt to make things go one way. And they always, something happens to go the other way. So this is the psychic condition of all of us. We have this, so we're chanting Hare Krishna to become free from this disease.
Part of God that we're thinking we're God, and like the drop of water thinks, I am water, I am the ocean.
Yeah.
That delusion.
Prabhupada says, actually a living entity is helpless to become an impersonalist unless he comes in contact with a pure devotee. He will think, actually I'm spiritual. Like the maximum you can do just by self-realization is that I'm not neti neti, I'm not this matter. So he thinks, therefore I'm God. But just like you said, I'm water and ocean of water. He identifies the same quality, but the quantity is different. So yes, we're spirit soul, but we're not the supreme spirit soul. When you meet a pure devotee, see, you never understand I'm not the supreme spirit soul unless you become the servant of the supreme spirit soul. Unless you serve him, there's always this danger of thinking I am God. Just like the yogis, they see the Paramatma in the heart, actually. But unless he's a yogi who has been in contact with a pure devotee, he thinks I am that Paramatma. He thinks this form he starts to see. He thinks that's me. And again, that's a mistake. So this is why Prabhupada's prayer, Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharini, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Hatarini, is very significant, because Prabhupada is removing this impersonalism to think that I am God. And that's the cause of all our suffering. Every living entity, you know, you see it in a child, newly born child, they're very hardly given up the baby stage. They already manifest many traits of of being very independent and possessive and so many things. No, this is mine. A little child. So this is the condition of the living entity. Without any training, without anything, they're already very... Because the living entity is conditioned soul. Liberated state is, he's very peaceful. He depends on Krishna for everything. It's described that Prahlad Maharaj, when he was a child, he was very unusual because he would not, he could not understand how the world could think of friends and enemies. It's described how he used to behave as a child in school. He could not understand. But normally we see children, they immediately form friends and enemies. Immediately. You give them a toffee, oh, you're my friend. And you say, hey. They say, oh, I don't like it. So there is this problem of thinking I'm God manifest in different ways. From children to adults. Was that all right? Any other question?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, Prahlad Maharaj? Okay, that's a good point. We're not Prahlad Maharaj. What should we do? Am I right? What?
Right.
Okay, so the reason why we talk about Prahlad Maharaj again and again, even though neither you nor me are Prahlad Maharaj, is there's one reason. It's like setting a goal. This is what we're aspiring to. We have something very clear in our mind. You know, like they sometimes teach you in business, goal setting, you set a goal. So here's our goal, Prahlad Maharaj. But by saying it, we don't become. But we emulate, you know, we imbibe. We learn that this is the stage I have to aspire to. My chanting, my getting up Mangalarti, my chanting today, I have to get there. That's the... So just like a sick person in hospital, he has to learn about a person who is not sick. So that he learns, oh, I can get there. Right? He has to reduce his fever. He has to overcome his weakness by thinking of a person who is healthy. So Prahlad Maharaj is a healthy living entity, pure devotee of Krishna. We have to keep him in mind to learn how I should become. You know, the demon friends of Prahlad Maharaj, they said the same thing. They said, but we're not like you. You know, he said, you should... They said, but we're not like you. How can we do it? So Prahlad Maharaj said, but that's okay. You don't have to be like me. But you can do it too. Even though I have my failings, my failures, I am addicted to sense gratification. I have desires. But by this process, we can get there. So this is called Vishwasa Palan, cultivating our faith, that I can do it too. When we're cultivating our faith, it is faith for ourselves, that I can do it. that I'm not wasting my time when I do this. That when I hear Bhagavatam class, when I do Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, I'm getting there. And you will get there. Rupa Goswami says it's like hoping against hope. It looks impossible, but still I do not give up hope. You have something else? As Panchagoda Prabhuji will tell you and many other book distributors, it happens. Sometimes we just have to come back very humbled. We're not God. We're only trying to serve Him. And that's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita very encouragingly, success or failure, it doesn't matter. You know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to be very proud of a brahmachari who would distribute just one pamphlet in the whole day. One pamphlet. So, Krishna looks at the endeavor, not the result. Bhava Grahi Janardhan. He looks at our... Sometimes we'll be successful, sometimes we're not. It's okay. All right. Any other questions? Yeah, can you pass it? Yeah. There's a difference between being disturbed and having healthy fear. Fear is a good sign. It means you anticipate difficulty. Disturbed means you cannot help the person because he's too disturbed. Yeah, one should not be disturbed. Well, that's almost a... Prabhupada one time said you can help somebody before he becomes mad and crazy. So it's too late. Because for example, we preach to humans, not animals. For example, we preach to humans, not animals, because they don't have the capacity. So when a human loses his capacity to hear patiently, he's out of your jurisdiction now. You cannot help him. It's a medical condition now. See, one should not be disturbed. That's my point. One should be afraid, but not disturbed. There's a distinction. Disturbed means you're unable to apply the solution. Afraid means you understand, I've got to do something. In other words, if you're afraid, you will chant. If you're disturbed, you cannot even chant. Then that's difficult. Right? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.